Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, it's been a minute here since we've had a chance to visit with Paul Hamilton. The way, you know, the way things go. Sabres played Tuesday and Thursday last week. Friday was Football Friday, and then the Bills lost to Miami on Sunday, and the world's been burning since, really. And so we haven't had a chance to catch up with Paul, and the Sabres hadn't played until tonight. So they're back on our radar, and Paul Hamilton now joins me live from Utah on the Western Hotline, where the Sabres will play the Mammoth, who they just lost to, I believe, in overtime last Tuesday. So pretty quick turnaround for the home-and-home with their Western Conference foes here. Paul, I might want to lead off, though, asking you how your travel to Utah went. Did you manage to get out there without any problems? Because I think Friday was a mess for you, if I remember right.
Yeah, you're right, it was. It went very well. So I was very happy with that. It was a long flight from Baltimore to Salt Lake, and it's about almost 5 hours, but as far as being on time and airports and everything, they made me check my suit bag, which they've never done before. That's a first, which made me mispractice because I had to wait baggage claim, which I was planning on just bolting right out of the airport and over to the practice, but baggage claim ruined that. But other than that, it was fine.
All right, good to hear. How is you? This is the first time there, right?
Yes.
You? Mm-hmm. I guess I can't ask you yet what the rink is like because you missed practice.
That was the practice.
Oh,
rink,
morning
and I was
skate
at the Delta Center. The morning
right.
skate.
Okay.
I'm actually looking at the Delta Center right now. I can see it right out my hotel window. It's right across the street. So, So I was in there for the morning skate. The thing is, because it's a basketball arena, there really isn't a press box. So I was kind of walking around where the writers are, and then there's another place where the TV people are, and then there's another place where the radio people are. But my seat's actually not too bad. I'm right at center ice where the radio people are.
How much of a hockey town? Can you get a feel for that? You've been there for a day now. Does it feel like it's a – because, I mean, you've traveled everywhere here that the Sabres have played over the years, and not all places are like, you know, hockey hotbeds, I guess I'd want to say. Do you have an opinion yet on Utah, or is it still too soon?
Yeah, this is the only arena I haven't been to. The thing that really, really surprised me, Bulldog, was there's nothing around here. There's an arena here, and I'm looking for a restaurant or I'm looking for anything. I couldn't even find a Subway for lunch. I mean, it's just like nothing around here except a sports bar. That was it. It's like, all right, I guess I'm eating at the sports bar yesterday. It was like, okay, it's not the first time I've eaten a sports bar. I'll live. But it was fine. But I just was very, very surprised with an arena here, how little is down here. There's like a IMAX theater. There's a venue where concerts are held. I think it's an old train terminal. But walking around, there's really just nothing as it comes, you know, maybe in other parts of the city. But just I just was very surprised by that, having an arena here with just nothing around it.
Right. And, of course, the arena has been home to the Utah Jazz for many, many years. So it's not like it's new just because the hockey team showed up, right? So I guess I would say I am surprised by that. Well, I'm, you know, just to end this little bit of the conversation, I'm curious to see how this goes out there. The ownership seems very like young, proactive, energetic, and we'll see if they can really get a foothold there. But it seems like it's going pretty well. Like they're off to a pretty nice start this year, this team.
Well, we know J.J. Paterka's happy. He had a mic on, and he said at the opening face-off with Alex Tuch, they treat us unbelievably. All right, they dropped the puck. Let's go.
Yeah, nice to hear
that.
Well,
recently this hockey team has lost 5 out of 6. Bulldog, do you realize right now, in this season, no team has hurt the Buffalo Sabres more than the Utah Mammoth. Not only did they beat the Buffalo Sabres 2-1, they have lost 5 out of 6 games. 4 of those losses have come to the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Ottawa Senators, and the Montreal Canadiens. 4 out of those 5 losses have come to those teams that are around the Sabres. So they have handed 2 points to the people that the Sabres are with.
Right.
And the Sabres, as you mentioned, 2-1 loss.
Right. Too bad. That's tough. You know what else?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, what stands out, I remember when you joined me last Tuesday before the Sabres and Mammoth played in Buffalo, I mentioned how the standings, I think there were 11 teams going into play that night, this is last Tuesday now, in the Eastern Conference, had either 13 or 14 points at that time, 11. Right now, there is 1 team in the Eastern Conference left that still only has 14 points. Of course, it's the Sabres. They got that loser point in that game, and then they've lost the last 2, shut out by St. Louis.
They have 1 win in 7, and
yeah,
I keep saying this, and people are tired of hearing it. This is the early season swoon that seems to happen every year. Here is their test. Their test is right now. They are 1 out of 7. They have some loser points in there. They have lost 3 in a row, and they have 3 coming up, back-to-back, Utah and Denver. Good luck with that, boys, because they now have the worst record in the Eastern Conference. They are now 4 points out of a playoff spot. Go lose 3 more. By Sunday, they will have the flame thrown their season again if they lose those 3 games. They're done.
Well, the bad—
because they probably are going to be 6-7 points out of the playoffs and having to leapfrog 8 teams again.
Yeah.
And you just are not going to get by 7 or 8 teams being that far behind. You're just not.
Yeah.
So that's makes – here we are in November. This is a must win. They have to go out and win this hockey game. They have to. Because, as I said, their season could be over by the weekend if they don't.
Yeah. I am with you. I thought going into the trip – including the Carolina game, like if they can find their way to 2 wins on this trip, it's a very tough trip. Carolina, they never win in Carolina, and that, of course, held true on Saturday night. Utah, at least they're skidding now. They had been, just last week, they were going pretty well. Colorado, holy cow, I watched the first period of their game with Anaheim last night. I mean, boy, two teams that were just up and down the ice there. Anaheim's having a crazy good start to the year, but they were outmatched by Colorado quite badly in that game. And then Detroit has cooled off a little, but that Saturday. Now they're, I think, Paul, they're at win 2 of the 3, and I think that's a really heavy lift, especially. Like, I know the Sabres do not their fans at this point do not feel a lot of sympathy for them, you know, for the situations they find themselves in, but some of what has befallen them here recently, I think, is almost calamitous. I mean, Zucker doesn't just have the flu. He hasn't eaten solid food in 9 days. I mean, holy cow, Paul. I spent 10 days in the hospital 2 summers ago, and I didn't eat the whole time. I lost 20 pounds of muscle. Like, and I'm not a pro athlete, so I mean, hopefully there's way, but holy cow, to have Zucker down for that long, good luck. I mean, I'm sure nutrition for him as a pro athlete is a different thing than it was for me at Buffalo General, but still, that is a long time to be down with that kind of an illness. And now we've got what, blood clots with Kulik? I mean, holy cow, Paul. It just feels like the worst of the worst luck-wise right now for them.
It is, and it is legitimate. It's not an excuse, or I mean, it is an excuse, rather. It is legitimate. But I also say, too, the Florida Panthers have built a good enough team with depth that they're surviving without their top two people, their captain, Barkov, and without Matthew Tkachuk. Ottawa, look where they are. Brady Tkachuk's not playing, and Batherson didn't play for a while to start the season. Mm-hmm. They're surviving, you know, and I know it's a lot of players that the Sabres have had out. But the Sabres, the minute they lost Norris, I thought, well.
Yeah.
Because they just have nobody to step in because they have no depth in their top six. Top six, they don't even have enough guys to have a top six. And then you have one go down, your best centerman, maybe your best forward, you know, debatable.
Mm-hmm.
And you got nobody to throw in there. And that's the build of this team. And last year, through 13 games of no winning, the GM was paralyzed. Did absolutely nothing. We're here.
Yep.
We're here again. We going to get paralyzed again or what?
Yeah, I mean, I guess something has to happen, or it won't, and it'll just be another one of those years, I guess, that we can chalk up. So, the lines, I mean, I don't even know what to do with the lines.
They have one line.
Right.
You know, I don't like to number lines, but if we're going to number lines, to me, they have a first line and 3/4 lines right now.
And the first line is signed by is centered by a third line center, right, in McLeod. Like, that's basically.
Yeah, but he did really well. McLeod's line was according to Money Puck, was the seventh best line in the NHL with Doan and Tuck.
Yep.
They were doing very well. Then he centers Thompson and Tuck, and all of a sudden they dominate the third period against Carolina, and both Tuck and Thompson score. Well, what's the common denominator in those? The centerman,
right,
who has speed and is backing off the other team. So, you know, he's not putting up points. I'll give him that. But still, I mean, as I said, according to analytics, he was centering the seventh best line in the NHL.
Well, that I think a lot of that could be due to the, you know, if you're playing down the lineup a little bit there, which that line was not their top ice time line when they were relatively healthy, that's a favorable matchup, and that's good that you can win that. We'll see if they can keep going with what they had.
And I'm not
on
making a case for him to be a number one.
No, I know. You're just saying it's not as big
a
problem.
I'm just saying he's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying. But he's not a number one center. We all know that.
I very short-sightedly did not even mention. I mean, not that there's a lot to analyze about it, but added to the list of the calamity and there's a horrible luck is the situation that's happening with Dolly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Him leaving the team for the time being, and we have no idea how, at least I don't know of any timeline on that. And like that's another, you know, obviously super huge piece to the team that has not really been all that he can be, which we all understand why now, even more so. I mean, you made the point the first time I even brought up Dahlin and his play not being at the level we were expecting. You mentioned the absolutely awful situation that his partner was in, and so he's home now, and so that's another piece to this that is just making it that much more of an uphill climb for them.
Yeah, and it's one thing I can tell you, and you know why I can tell you this, he is unbelievably scared right now.
Yeah,
and you don't know where to look, you don't know what to do, your heart is beating at 9 million miles an hour all day long, all night long. You wake up in a cold sweat. You're anxious. I mean, and then on top of it, you're trying to go out and play your best hockey.
Right.
And and I've asked people, on, you know, politely, you know, who start ripping into them. Like, could we show the kid a little bit of grace here? I mean, I don't want to make excuses for people, but come on. I mean,
yep.
The kid probably shouldn't even be playing, you know, but he's trying. He's the captain of the team, and he's trying to do what he feels is the right thing. And, you know, it's a tough situation for him.
No question about it. No question about it. Where do we turn from here? Goaltending. Colton Ellis gets his shot tonight, right? Boy, you know, after being so bullish, it was just last week, right? I think we both sort of thought maybe Luukkonen would get the game on Tuesday on the heels of the good finish against Washington, and it turned out that he didn't. And but when he did finally get back in, it did not go well.
Yeah, he has one good start and two bad ones.
Right. I mean, the Sabres played, they kind of carried the game on Thursday against St. Louis, but the goals against the second one especially, I mean, whatever, mm-hmm. The third one's an empty netter, so, you know, who cares? But, boy, that second goal was just, dude, what?
Yeah, he only gave up two, but the first one's a breakaway, but come on. You know, if you're going to be a good team, you got to make a big save. Help a guy out, you know? Help one of your teammates out. And the second one, yeah. He only gave up two, I get that.
Yeah.
And you got goalied by a guy who had the worst goaltending numbers in the NHL. His goals against was like 5.02.
Yep.
And you got goalied by this guy. But, you know, at the end of the day, he only gave up two. But still, they weren't goals that – and he didn't look confident the whole night. He just looked like he was off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody else, a goaltending coach, might say, yeah, well, that's why you got to keep him in the net so he can, you know, get going and get – well, right now they need wins. As I said, their season could be over by the weekend. They need wins right now. And Colton Ellis was going to play in Toronto, woke up with backs. They even sent him there early. Wasn't
yep.
there for the home game. He was in Toronto already. And, you know, woke up with back spasms. And, you know, that's – so here we are. That was on October 22nd where he had his NHL debut. And he was going to play a few days later, maybe three it was, four, something like that. And he couldn't. So now, you know, he's going to get another opportunity. When Lindy Ruff said that, it was almost obvious which game it would be. I mean, come on. He's not going to play the second of a back-to-back against Colorado.
With this lineup in front of him.
Yeah.
On top of it, right?
I mean, so I'm thinking, that's not the game.
Yeah.
You probably want to give – Lyon didn't get the first Red Wing game. You probably want to give him the Red Wing game. That's what he played with last year. So this is the game that made sense all along to me, and this is the game he's going to get.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope the kid is on point. He had a great debut, no question about that, and hopefully he can do some good things for them tonight in this game in Utah. All right, Paul, get to the rink, and we will hear from you, I don't know, about 90 minutes or so.
Yep, 8 o'clock, I'll be on with Brian.
All right, there you go. There's Paul Hamilton live in Utah. Sabres and Mammoth coming your way tonight. Like we just said, Paul and Brian will get us going with pregame coverage starting at 8 o'clock, face-off a little bit after 9. The Sabres will travel right after this game to Denver. Not a long trip at all for same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow, 9 o'clock against the Avalanche, and then finish this trip up in Detroit on Saturday. Paul's appearance with me here on WGR, by the way, is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. That's going to put a lid on our hockey conversation. We'll get back to football as Eric Wood joined us for his weekly visit, and we will get you that conversation right after this. Back into the Bills we go here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.